This is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. While some industry employees are protected by OSHA regulations of safety in the workplace, livestock producers and ag workers are often left to their own devices for safety. I thought I'd share with you a few tidbits I've recently learned. To conquer the daily chores of chopping ice, putting out hay, looking for that newborn calf or lamb, movement is necessary. Did you know there's a strategy for dressing in layers to prevent cold stress? Wear at least 3 layers of loose-fitting clothing for superior insulation. An inner layer of wool, silk, or synthetic material like polypropylene will keep moisture away from the body and hold more body heat than cotton. A middle layer of wool or synthetic material will provide insulation even when you get wet. And then an outer layer for wind and water protection to allow some ventilation and prevent overheating. Clothing that is too tight will reduce blood circulation. Warm blood needs to be circulated to the extremities. A knit face mask to cover face and mouth is recommended, and a hat that covers your ears. According to the OSHA website, a hat will help keep your whole body warmer by reducing the amount of escaping body heat. Insulated and water-resistant gloves and boots protect hands and feet. If there's potential for soaking through layers, like when you have to clean out a water trough, bring along spare gloves and jackets. Cold stress occurs by driving down the skin temperature and eventually the internal body temperature. When the body is unable to warm itself, serious injuries or permanent tissue damage and death can result. Think trench foot, frostbite, hypothermia. Some risk factors for cold stress are dampness, dressing improperly, and exhaustion. These factors can lead to other health conditions like hypertension, hyperthyroidism, even diabetes. Poor physical conditioning can add to this stress. Increased wind speeds cause heat to leave the body more rapidly, commonly known as the wind chill effect. Dampness, even from body sweat, also facilitates heat loss from the body. While out doing chores, be sure someone knows your feed route plans. I can think of numerous scenarios that cause concern for livestock producers caring for their animals. Feed trucks put into neutral to cut net wrap or chop ice can roll. Thirsty critters can bump you into the freshly exposed water source. Slips and falls remain on the top of the list for injuries. Be sure farm vehicles are up for the job of cold weather chores. Keep an extra towel or blanket handy for warming up newborns. Don't take risks with low fuel levels. You never know when you need to go out searching for an animal that prefers to stay in their warm spot. Caring for animals in cold weather is incredibly important, as their energy needs are increased and fresh water is necessary for their survival. For more information, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.